Good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Last week of the All Access Summer, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. You can get in to win 4 tickets to Kentucky Kingdom, man, and that would be nice right about now. It's already about 79 in downtown, 77 in the outerlying suburbs. Hot and sticky one, maybe even record highs so far today. So, yeah, find somewhere cool if you're going to be outside here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just a minute, those moments of accidental nudity. Yeah, that's right. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us. Text message. Got this from Karen, who says, "Hi, Ben. I hope you have been well. Remember last year when your daughter saw you naked?"
Oh, God.
Quick tangent. When I was taking off my clothes after a run, and I had put them in the laundry room, and I was going to walk from the laundry room to the bathroom to take a shower.
It's my, a little short walk. It's a short walk.
Short walk. My 16-year-old daughter walked in on me as I was turning around. Anyways, she continues. "I was the Karen that experienced the same embarrassment, but it was my daughter's boyfriend." Yikes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, that's a little worse, I feel like.
Yeah. When the daughter's boyfriend sees you naked.
And let's hope that her daughter's boyfriend is still around, maybe.
I don't know. It's been a year.
Okay.
You know, when you have those accidental run-ins, you know, with either your kids or your siblings, and without clothes, it can kind of be embarrassing there.
I've learned there's something new that I have to get used to, the fact that there is a window now in my closet.
Mm.
It is mostly covered by a bush, but not completely.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have
so
to remember that when I am changing.
Okay, so you change in your closet, and sometimes I got
that's where my clothes are.
I see. I see.
Yeah, I never had a window in there before. Yeah, there's a window now.
So probably just like 3 days ago, I'm again getting in the shower, and my youngest daughter needs to tell me something, and so she thinks that because I have the shower running, but I haven't actually gotten in it yet. And so she thinks I'm in, and so she opens up the door, and it's funny, like, she catches me, and her eyes are up at my face, and you see her.
And then
you see her eyes just flash down, and then back up again. She's like, "I bet you're in the shower." And then leaves. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I think we've all been there, right? We've all been there.
I feel like,
Roxanne texts in and says, "Long time ago, drunk me walked out of the bathroom naked while my kids had friends spending the night." embarrassed my kids. Anyhow, tell Kelly to get a stained glass window to hang there to help the window in her closet.
Oh, yeah. They have window clings.
Yeah, you can just hang a stained glass window or something like that.
All right. And then you're supposed to start locking the door. Thanks for the advice, Roxanne. Yeah. She's got us both covered.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah. Accidental nakedness. Love that. The Ben Davis.
Happy first day of school. Greater Clark County, 99.7 DJX. Oh, that stinks. JCPS, not too far away. New Albany Floyd, not too far away. You got a few more days left of summer and this heat here on 99.7 DJX. 79 right now. Coming up here next, it's a phone tap. And look, sometimes you just need, Ian just needs a ride to the airport. Asked his friends to do that quite a bit, so that's where Robert Hassenpepper comes in, just wants to help him out.
Ben and Kelly Show. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Ryan sent us a message, said my friend Ian travels a lot for work, and he always asks someone, usually me, to drive him to the airport so he doesn't have to park his car.
All right.
Now, because I'm a good friend, I always do it. I know he's got another trip coming up, and I've already said I would take him, but I thought maybe you guys could come up with one of your hilarious phone taps. Maybe it would make the experience a little more fun for me.
So Robert Hassenpepper calls up Ian and just, you know what? He's going to take him to the airport. No big deal.
He's not a professional. No. He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Not an Uber or a taxi. And welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Huh, there. Was this Ian?
Yeah. Who's this? Your name didn't come up on my phone.
Oh, where are my manners? The name's Robert Hassenpfeffer. And I heard you need a ride to the airport today. So I just called to get your address so I can pick you up.
Wait a second. What? You know where I'm going?
Well, your friend Ryan told me. He got caught up with some work stuff today and can't make it, so he asked me to take you instead.
That doesn't make sense. Why didn't he call me himself? Like, I can just call somebody else to take me if I really got to.
Oh, there's no need to do that. I'm all set to go. I didn't really have any plans today anyway. So when and where should I pick you up?
Look, no offense or anything, but like, I don't even know you. Like, do you work with Ryan or something? Like, I don't even recognize the name.
No, don't work with him. We actually just met up with each other at Starbucks a little while ago, but he seems like a super cool guy.
Yeah, okay, so you're pretty much just a stranger then, right?
Well, I don't need to be a stranger, Ian. I'm just a regular guy who's going to take you to the airport. So what do you say? What time is the flight?
Look, you seem like a pretty nice guy and everything, but you really don't have to do this. I could just take a cab or something. I got other plans.
Oh, you don't want to take a cab. That's way too expensive, and I wouldn't charge you a thing. I just enjoy the company. You see, plus no cab's going to be a classic car like mine. Ian, I got a real cherry 1993 Mazda Protege, AM/FM cassette, radio, the works. I'll even let you pick the music.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's not that much different than using an Uber.
Ha-ha, now you're talking fantastic. I'll have my three ferrets there with me, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I mean, they get all upset when I leave them alone, so I always take them on rides with me. I mean, they like the front seat, so you'll have to be in the back. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to catch another ride. Yeah, I can just write the expense off for work, so it's no trouble. I really appreciate it, though. Hey, you're a very generous guy.
Oh, Ian, that kind of hurts. It was the ferrets, weren't it?
No, it's not that. It's just I think I should get used to taking a cab. I mean, I've probably been leaning on friends way too heavily lately anyway, you know?
Wow. Well, I bet Ryan's going to be surprised and thrilled to hear you say that. Especially live on the radio, where everyone else can hear it too.
What? What are you talking about? What radio? What radio?
Hey, Ian, Ryan didn't set you up for a ride. He wrote actually the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a little phone tap today. You're on the air. You're on 99.7 DJX. We're messing with you.
Oh, man. All right. I can't believe it.
What a nice guy, though. My God.
He was. I mean, he started off, like, real skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this
but then he, like,
person is.
Started considering it.
Exactly. But then the ferrets, I think, shut it down. Huey, Louie, and Dewey in front seat. That's no can do.
That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Going to be another hot one today. 77 right now here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, a little setting the bar story. And, I mean, you're going to get kicked out of the zoo if you swear, especially if you're this. Coming up next.
DJX.
Every morning, we always give you stories that help set the bar for your day. However, we set the bar for your day very low. They're called setting the bar stories, okay?
It's a small little hurdle to jump over.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of the zoo for swearing at guests, when you're a parrot, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all right.
Parrot learned some bad words.
Here's the thing about this. We already know the culprit because the culprit went viral about a few weeks ago for singing Beyonce's If I Were a Boy.
Best known for the number one hit, If I Were a Boy.
Unfortunately,
Beyonce was busy, so we've got the next best thing. It's Chico, who's a parrot from the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, who's gone viral for his uncanny rendition of the 2008 hit.
Yeah, that's Chico. So here's the thing about that. Chico, who is wowing guests at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park there in the UK, he not only serenaded guests to Beyonce's If I Were a Boy,
But then he and another about four or five parrots decided to learn swear words.
How did they decide to learn swear words?
Maybe parrots.
As a parrot.
Maybe parrots are smarter than we thought.
How do you do that?
But then they started swearing at guests.
So they have a little parrot group? So it's like now just cussing at each other?
Yeah, so here's the thing. So they would swear, the guests would start laughing. And so that would trigger the parents to be like, oh, you know what? They like it when we swear. So
you got to be honest, I'd laugh too.
So then they would sit there and they would start swearing all the time. So then finally the zoo was like, okay, guys, we're going to need you to cut it out. We're going to need you to remove you from the zoo for a little bit, put you in timeout.
Oh my God. So they're in a zoo timeout.
They did. They were sent to a quote offshore enclosure surrounded by other wild parrots with the hopes that the other wild parrots would teach them not to swear.
Hey, the people don't like it when you use those words. Go back to singing Beyonce. They like that. It's family friendly.
Yeah, they like Beyonce. They don't like the swear words.
That's hysterical. Because listen, somebody that worked at the zoo had to teach them the words. They didn't just read a book. They didn't watch a movie. Well, maybe they watched a movie. I don't know. Do you think they let them watch movies? I don't know. I don't know how.
Exactly. Kelly, I bought two items of women's clothing for me thinking it was guys.
What happened? Where did we go wrong? Did we end up in the wrong department? What happened?
Okay, so to be fair, it was at, we were thrifting, okay? So it wasn't, so my daughters and I went thrifting over the weekend, and we were walking around, you know, Goodwill, and I saw a couple things. I was like, oh, cool, you know, like, brand name. I'm like, all right, you know, obviously price points there because it's secondhand, you know, it's thrifting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, okay, I could do this. I didn't recognize the brand name. So I Googled the brand name and it comes up sold in Nordstrom's and stuff like that. And so I was like, oh, okay, wow, designer.
Men's and women's.
All right. I didn't look that far.
Oh, okay.
One of the brands was Abercrombie. And so I was like, okay, Abercrombie has both guys and girls items, right?
It does.
It was a nice button-down shirt, plaid-like button-down shirt. And then the other item was kind of designer sweatshirt, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, just a couple items, comfort items, right, Kelly? So, you know, we're thrifty.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, whatever. I'll spend a couple bucks on these. So I get home and, you know, my daughters are showing my wife, you know, what they got, what they found thrifting. Uh-huh. It was a big win, big score. You know, I got a couple things here. I'll show you. You know, I pull out first the sweatshirt and I show it to her. I was like, yeah, I just got this. She was like, you know, that's a woman's sweatshirt, right?
Oh God.
And I go, what? How do you, she's like, there's pleats on the arms.
Oh yeah. That's a sure sign.
There's pleats
there's not
on
a
the
lot
arms.
Of pleats on men's sweatshirts.
No. I said, there's pleats on the arms. I full on pulled a Michael Scott. And if you're a fan of The Office, you know that he bought a woman's power suit and thought it was a guy's and wore it around.
Wow.
So I bought this sweatshirt and I was like, oh, okay.
At this point, you missed an opportunity. You said, I got it for you.
Well, she asked me, she was like, well, what size is it? And so she's like, no, I like my sweatshirts a lot bigger. I like them big and baggy. So that's not going to work for me.
How big on you was it?
Well, I don't know. I think it was a form-fitting sweatshirt. I don't know. Kelly, the whole point is
meant to be.
I know, but the whole point is I bought this sweatshirt thinking that it was a nice guy's sweatshirt, and and it had pleats on the arms. And so, you know, I turned to my daughters. I'm like, they just shake their heads. They're like, no, no, we don't want it.
You don't really take that back either.
No.
Goodwill, do you?
Yeah, it's just a donation at this point. I literally took it out of the bag for Goodwill, and then I put it right back into a bag to go to Goodwill. So I was like, all right, there you go.
I needed you to wear it, though. Uh-huh. I needed you to take a picture, at least, in it. And then what about the other shirt?
Okay, so the other shirt took a little bit more time for me to figure this out. Because the colors on the shirt, remember it was Abercrombie, were not indicative of it being a feminine shirt.
Okay. What colors did it have?
Kind of like a red, white, and blue. You know, one of those like rustic in the woods type of shirts that you get, you know, kind of an Abercrombie type thing. So anyways, I try it on and I'm like, huh. I said, first of all,
the sleeves were a little short.
And I'm like, well, normally I wear a shirt size medium. This is, all right, the sleeves are a little short. I was like, I guess I could kind of work with that. Mm-hmm. But then I go to
What about the cut on the side?
No, like, Kelly. But then I go to button it. And if anybody knows anything about women's fashion, and I do, the buttons are on the opposite side of guy shirts.
Ah.
So when you get a button-down shirt for a guy, the buttons are always on the right side of the shirt. Why they do this, I have no idea. So
maybe to make it easier for people to figure out what's guys and girls. Maybe.
So I go to button it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I did it again. And so I walk into my wife, and I'm like, I think I got another item, the women's clothing. And she's like, shut up. Again, to be fair, I thought they were both men's items of clothing.
Really precious. Did that one fit her? Did she want that one either?
I ended up gifting that to my daughters because they like the baggy shirts. And I don't think, honestly, I don't think they'll ever wear it, but I think my wife kind of forced them to take it. They're like, you take that from your father.
Yes, and you don't make your father, you stop shaming your father for his feminine tastes. In your defense on that one, I honestly was unaware that the button thing worked that way.
Got a text message from a listener. Why am I a 28-year-old female getting fashion and lessons from Ben?
Well, here we are.
I never knew these things had to Google pleated arms. That's funny. Our buddy Mike texts in and says, right there with you, Ben. Went to the store and saw a really fun T-shirt and bought it. Got home. I was like, these sleeves are weird. They were a butterfly sleeve, which is indicative to what women wear. So, listen.
Yeah, no, that's real obvious. That's a women's shirt. Yeah, I mean, hilarious. Okay, so cute. And listen, there are men that like to buy women's clothes, but they do it on purpose.
Yeah, this
is true.
We're
making fun of you because you didn't do it on purpose.
Bruce texts in and says, yeah, they have buttons on the other side, so we don't wear them. It's supposed to feel wrong, LOL. And he said, this is absolutely just made my morning. All right, well, here's...
Well, see, there you go. And you know what? And you can't really try clothes on at the store now. You got to take that gamble. You got to roll that dice.
Yeah, roll the dice. You're like, you know what? I'm just being fashion forward, Kelly. That's all I'm being.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could be a trendsetter.
Fashion forward.
Clothing.
You know what? Before I re-give them away, I'll have to take a photo of them and put them up.
Yes, please do. But you have to do it the right way. You have to take a photo of them on you.
No, I'm not going
to
take them on me.
You model them. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's the only thing that's acceptable.
With the sweatshirt with the pleated sleeves. And
I think you're going to look adorable.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX. Feel good stories on the way next. And what one place will do to get rain on the way and your feel good. Also, missed connections coming up here in about 15 minutes.
We do that every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Well, I'm calling this a feel good because it was kind of like a miracle.
All right.
So we go to this town in Thailand. They were having a pretty bad drought. So they turned to a local ancient rainmaking ceremony to help solve their problem.
Gotcha.
I'll be happy to say it worked.
Did it?
2 days later, 3 p.m., they got a half an hour of rain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's one kind of unique factor about this ancient rainmaking ceremony that's, you know, causing the story to go viral, other than the fact that, oh, they finally got rain.
Okay, what'd they do?
Well, part of it involves erecting a giant phallic symbol on a dead-end street.
I heard you right, right?
Yeah, you're connecting dots.
Okay.
All right, right? All right. They put a giant wiener in the road.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's what I thought.
It was a very, it's pretty big.
Okay.
And it's pointing up to the sky.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm assuming that was probably vital to it working. It's a symbol of fertility and new growth.
Mm.
And boom, 2 days later, rain was birthed from the sky.
Wow.
So I'm
going to
go ahead and call that a rousing success.
Yes, it was a rousing success. Absolutely.
It wasn't quite enough for the rice fields. So they're going to continue to pray to the phallus, hoping more rain will come.
Oh, so even though the rain came down, people were left unsatisfied.
It was like a little sip for the ground, you know, water, but they needed a full drink, you know, to really help the rice fields recover fully So it looks like they may be keeping the statue around for a while.
All right. I can see why this is a feel good for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's, good.
It is. There's a picture. There's a sight to behold.
All right.
And we will tweet it out.
Fantastic.
And I'm just saying, you know, if you find yourself in this kind of a situation, we've had a lot of rain. It's been a very wet start to late spring, early summer. We probably don't need this right now, but let's just keep this in our back pocket just in case.
Good.
You know, we go through a long stretch and we're like, wow, we really need some rain.
What dead end street are we erecting this statuesque of a wiener?
Don't we have Penile Road?
We do. That's on the south end of Louisville for sure. Right.
Feels like that might make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, we might have to start it up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had centuries of this being a tradition for them. You know, we haven't had the same tradition,
but it's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. But it worked.
Exactly. Yeah. 2 days later, 3 p.m., boom, half hour rain.
Look at that.
Yep.
All right.
I'm calling that a success and a feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll tweet it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Free tickets to the 54th Annual Street Rod Nationals up at the website, WDJX.com. On the way next, it's when you think you may have found that special someone, but it was fleeting, and so you didn't get a name or number. So you go to missed connections to the website, or you just put a post up on the internet. Kelly and I, we scour the internet, we find them, and bring them to life. It's always awkward, and it's next. It's called Missed Connections. On 99.7 JX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Can I go first?
Yes.
Ladies first?
Yes, ladies first.
It's a woman for man.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for a guy with a racing stripe.
Ah, aren't we all?
Mm-hmm. Hot. It's not every day that you see a mildly hot bald man revving the engine of a souped-up Dodge Neon like a sexy hungry lion. But a girl can get lucky, right?
What a sentence. Yeah. Wow. Vroom, vroom.
There was a lot. Vroom, vroom indeed. When I heard your baby purr, I was drawn closer. I looked in your window, but couldn't see your eyes through your Walmart sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
All I could tell is that you were an intense man that could drive a stick.
Giggity.
I was a blonde with a hoop nose ring.
Okay.
I'm a little upset that I can't authentically put a hoop nose ring for you right now to fully bring it to life.
I know. Me too.
I know you saw me because when I walked by your roaring beast mobile, you gave me three honks of approval.
Honk, honk, honk.
I was going to turn around and give you my number, but you peeled out of the parking lot just like Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious. It was so hot.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Oh, she spelled diesel wrong. Kind of like weasel with a D.
Yeah, well, you know. It counts.
Close enough.
I guess.
The last thing I heard you yelling was, race life! Out of your modified sunroof as you sped away and out of my life.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Modified sunroof? When he
I'm not really sure what that means. Yeah, it could mean just like sawed a
hole, in, hole the in the roof. Ceiling of his car? Okay.
I'd call that modified. If you see this, let me know the color of your shaggin' wagon so I know it's you. Dodge Neon.
So the souped-up Dodge Neon, a.k.a. Shaggin' Wagon, revved like a sexy, hungry lion there in the parking lot.
A.k.a. sawed out.
Wow. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can find one another.
Some perfect for each other.
Yeah. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman. This one's titled, Just Doing My Job. I believe you clogged the Wendy's toilet last Saturday night. What an opening line.
Oh, my God.
My boss summoned me to help you out. That's when I went into the restroom and was pleasantly surprised to see you.
She's still there? I would have run away and blamed it on someone else.
Yeah, she didn't walk on a clog. That's commendable. You were the larger woman with the beautiful caterpillar-like lips.
What kind of lips do caterpillars have?
I'm trying to picture that.
I'm confused.
Suddenly, I became your knight in shining armor. Actually, I'm just the drive-thru guy. Yeah, actually had to put that in parentheses so she wasn't confused.
Right, yeah, this is not my normal gig.
Right.
Got it.
I told you to step aside as I went to work.
Ma'am, step aside.
My sword was my plunger. And after about 10 minutes, I knew I was in for the battle of my lifetime.
Oh, wow.
But eventually, I was victorious.
Oh, yay! That's great. Oh, wow. Let's hope he didn't hold the plunger up like this after he was done either. That's probably
right.
We don't need
probably
that.
Gets messy, right?
Mm. Yeah, drippy. Gross.
You thanked me after I plunged out one of the most difficult clogs in my career. It was quite a memorable experience. I'm not sure why you stayed and watched, but I'm glad you did. I think we're all kind of wondering on that.
We are. Again. That is a common question we all have.
Right. After you left, my endorphins were still raging. So I saved a piece of the toilet paper from the restroom and carried it around in my pocket and think of you.
Okay. All right.
You know, life is made up of moments, and I hope we can have another moment together soon.
Maybe not in the bathroom.
If you see this, tell me what I yelled out as my battle cry.
He had a battle cry. And you know what? Here's the thing. They've kind of already, as a couple, jumped over a very big hurdle in the fact that
he's already
seen her number two.
That's right.
That's a level that most couples don't get to after years.
Wow. You're right. They've already accomplished that. So this means it's meant to be.
Yes, this is going to succeed.
Katie texts in, she stayed? I can't get past that. Yeah. Listen, she didn't walk on a clog. And I got to be honest, that is commendable. All right, this has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I love it.
99.7 DJX.
We have voicemail here at the radio station, right? You call sometimes, you get a busy signal or it just goes to voicemail. This was sent to us from our switchboard. I gotta think that our number was given to a guy thinking that maybe he was getting the digits of a female. All right, I'll play it for you.
Just play it.
Hey, what's going on? I'm the guy that you just met. Like, we just... it was probably like an hour ago, but,
Okay. Probably like an hour ago. Just met.
He's already calling her an hour later?
Listen, when you know, Kelly.
Just... The bar's closing down. I'm in the bathroom right now, and,
So he's... hour later in the bathroom, he's giving her a call.
We're about to go home, but I thought, hey, why would I go home when I could go...
I'm not exactly sure what he said there.
Okay. Well, why? He said, why do I have to go home?
Oh, listen here.
We're about to go home, but I thought, hey, why would I go home when I could go over to your place if you wanted to, if you wanted to have, another beer or something?
Okay, I got it. He's
why? Another beer, I want to go to your place. So yeah. He's all like, hey, I don't have to go home right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is fantastic.
We gotta leave here soon. Okay. Bye.
Oh, that was it. Oh, no.
Okay, that was it.
So wait.
So listen, this is almost like if it was a girl, mm-hmm. It'd be stage 5 clinger, mm-hmm. Right? Calling an hour after you've met
from the bar bathroom.
Yeah, from the bar bathroom. I feel like that's stage 5 clinger status, isn't it? Maybe.
I mean, is
or
this
romantic?
Is this a segment we now dub? She gave you the wrong number.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. I feel like that's a new segment.
Or...
because I feel... you know what? We should offer that as a service. Just give out our number.
Uh-huh.
If you are unsure whether you'd like to give the gentleman your actual phone number.
Here's the thing. That guy should have realized right away. Because isn't the thing when you get a number, here, send me a text so I have it. Like, right when you're in front of them. And so you just send the text message so they know they got it and it's all legit.
Yes.
He should.
Unless, like, she says she has her phone in the purse and, like, yep, I got it. That's me. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. He's like, okay. Hope to see you soon. All right.
Oh, yep. I got a little message in my purse. I'm not going to check it right now, but I'm going to go.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. You know what? This, yeah. I hope that we can feature these two in 2 days on Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen. Well, he might. He might have gone straight home and written that up. That sounds like if he's in the bathroom an hour after meeting her, calling her. He's going to be in his mom's basement typing up a little.
Yeah, we're going to have to see if we can find that, because that would be fantastic follow up to this. She gave you wrong number.
You know?
Right. It is very sweet.
People are just looking for love. He's taking his shot, right? He's taking a chance.
He is. So again, as I say every Wednesday for Craigslist Misconnections, we hope these people find one another. Or maybe we don't. Maybe that's why she gave him our number.
I feel like that's a sign.
Okay.
That might be a strongly worded message.
We're going to play a little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, which you can
so find. Difficult. It is so difficult. They share a lot of similarities.
Yeah, so it's awkward scenarios. And really, Kelly, you just have to determine whether or not they are being done by a little kid or whether they're being done by a drunk adult. You're going to be playing on behalf of Heather, calling us from the Hurstbourne area. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Okay, so how well do you think Kelly will do for you?
I have faith in Kelly.
Okay, she has
you.
Faith.
Oh, wow. Way more than me.
All right, so Kelly, without further ado, you ready for the first audio clue?
All right, bring it.
All right, Cheryl, little kid or drunk adult?
I was found in the morning on the kitchen floor sleeping and clutching onto three hot dogs with the microwave door wide open.
Okay, so Cheryl was found clutching three hot dogs, microwave door open in the morning, little kid or drunk adult?
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is little kid, but I'm going with drunk adult.
All right, you're going with drunk adult. Heather, do you think she's right?
I would agree.
Okay, you both think drunk adult. What is it, Cheryl?
I was a drunk adult in college after a night of bar hopping somewhere, thankfully, sober me, but drunk me to sleep, knowing that three hot dogs was a terrible idea.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah, terrible idea indeed. Okay.
All right,
I'm one for one.
One for one. All right.
How?
All right. Next one. Michelle, little kid or drunk adult?
I was dancing, and I tried sliding on my knees across a rubber dance floor, and I came to an immediate stop. I mean, I skinned my knees, I split my dress. It was the worst.
Okay, so she tried doing that little, like, dance move where you skid across the floor, but it was on a rubber mat.
I feel like that's probably a drunk adult, too.
All right, Michelle is a drunk adult. Heather, what do you think? You think that's right?
I would have said little kid.
Okay, all right.
Heather says little kid. Right. Well, Kelly, do you want to change your answer? Because you're playing on behalf of her.
Oh, well, okay. I'll change my answer then. We'll say little kid.
Gosh, so easily
but
swayed.
For the record, if we're wrong, I was right.
All right, so what is it?
I was actually in the fourth grade, and I was turning it up a notch to impress a boy I had a crush on. And needless to say, he never even noticed until I started crying. Shocking that we never got together.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's tragic.
All right, so yes,
but
little kid.
That was a good choice to change the answer. Good job.
Yeah, that's right. All right, last one. Little kid or drunk adult? Becky.
During a birthday party for my dad, I pushed my sister into the pool while she was eating a chocolate cupcake. So it looked like there was a poo explosion. We were cracking up, but our mom got really upset.
Okay, so little kid.
Okay, that's
or
a little kid.
Drunk
right?
adult. All right, so Kelly says little kid. Heather, you think that's right?
Yeah.
All right, so you both say little kid. What is the answer, Becky?
I was a little kid.
There
and my
is.
Mom didn't think it was very cute.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
You know what? Good
it
job.
It's like poop in the pool.
3 out of 3. Heather, congratulations. Kelly did it for you.
Thank you.
Yay!
Well, I mean, Heather did have some excellent suggestions there, especially in the second one, so she earned it. Yay! Oh, I feel much better now. I thought I was going to completely, like, not get any right. I was going to feel real bad.
Well, look at that. You can hold your head high that you have done your duty today on 99.7 DJX. 94, you're high today. It is definitely a baby powder heat index of orange sort of day for you here on 99.7 DJX. First day of school for Greater Clark County. New Albany Floyd, August 1st, and JCPS next in 2 weeks here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, a little feel-good story surrounding a parrot, all right? Feel-good parrot coming up next. 9970 JX.
So, this is kind of crazy. We go to Australia.
Oh, Australia?
Yeah. Trip on the Barbie.
Ah.
Where Anton lives in Brisbane, is crediting his pet parrot, whose name is Eric.
Eric the parrot?
Eric the parrot.
All right.
saved his life when the bird shouted his name, which woke him up and alerted him that his house was on fire.
Eric, my parrot, he started to yell, so I woke up and I smelled a bit of smoke. I grabbed Eric, opened the door, and looked to the back of the house and saw some flames.
Wow.
Crikey!
Crikey!
I mean, could you imagine?
No.
I mean, that is a good bird. That is, you know, one benefit of having a parrot that can talk that maybe you didn't really realize.
Oh, look at that.
Eric the parrot. Rah! House is on fire! Rah! Probably something like that.
That's really good, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're not the only one with voice things that you can do.
Yes, voice things.
Voice talents.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's your feel good.
We're going to tweet it out. Tweet, get it? Bird, tweet? Oh, my God. Doesn't stop.
Doesn't
at
stop.
Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go.
Jack Harlow going to be in town Saturday. Fourth annual celebrity kickball tournament, Jim Patterson Stadium. You can win yourself some tickets up at WDJX.com. Tap win to get in on that. Coming up next, a little group therapy sesh. And do you let the current girlfriend know about something you found out? On the way, hang on.
99.7 DJX.
I feel like more times than not, going back to an ex has negative repercussions. I mean, we even just got a text from a listener who said, I went back with an high school sweetheart, and it was the worst mistake of my life. Stole Ooh. Money from my daughter, lied about everything, Ooh. Wouldn't work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I learned long ago that lost exes are long lost for a reason.
Now, I feel like there can be exceptions to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Case
there always
point.
Are.
My husband and I were once exes for about 8 months.
Yep.
We took a little breather, got back together, been married for almost 15 years.
That's where our listeners come in from, though, with group therapy, where, you know, listen, if you've ever got an issue and you just don't want to talk to, like, the people around you, you want to send it out to us, we can ask our listeners and see what we can do for you. Kelly, you got this one?
I sure do, because, you know, friends and family can have, like, emotions involved, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're complete, total strangers.
Absolutely.
So we can be more objective.
We don't care.
Exactly.
I mean, we do care.
We do. We do.
Sorry.
Not in the way, though, that your friends and family probably
right,
care.
Right.
All right. So here goes. This message. A few months ago, my ex of over 10 years ago reached out to me, began expressing condolences for a parent passing away within the past 2 years, but then shifted to daily conversations every day to the point where we fell back in love.
Oh.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh.
Who he said he never felt the way he felt for me. And she's just someone to do things with while he moved out of state at school and knew no one.
Oh, my gosh. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
So I tried to cut off communication once he told me he loved me, but he came back telling me he was going to end his relationship with her after he graduated, which happened this past week.
Okay.
Well, he didn't end it.
Okay.
But he claims he still wants me.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I kind of feel like a fool.
All right.
Although I didn't mean to fall in love and nothing physical happened, this kind of cheating is much worse in my book, and I feel that the girlfriend needs to know.
Mm.
Because I can't see clearly due to my feelings. Should I send the girlfriend some screenshots and explain, or just cut him out of my life and not say anything to her?
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is tough.
Like, part of me just wants to say, just delete his number and pretend it never happened. Like, that's my initial thought.
Yeah, I get the whole reconnecting and they fell back in love. But if he didn't, like, immediately break up with the girlfriend, that's the hugest red flag in my book. Like, if he was sincere about really wanting to make a go of it with her, he would have immediately broken up with his girlfriend, who he just kind of has described as just someone to hang out with because he didn't know anybody else at the time.
No.
So if that was really the case, like, I don't feel like he's being completely truthful about that relationship either.
All right, that's our thought. Love to hear yours, though, especially if you did, like, you've been in this situation, you have experience with this. We'd love to hear that. At Ben and Kelly Show, it's group therapy. When you've fallen back in love with an ex, oh man, your feelings can get all jumbled. It's 99.7 DJX. And then especially when he's got a girlfriend and says, don't worry, she's just a placeholder for you.
yeah, and I'm gonna break up with her, I promise.
And then he doesn't, and now you feel the fool, and you're like, should I tell his current girlfriend what's happening here?
Yeah, that's the situation we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Rebecca on Facebook says, cut him off, girl. Red flag. Big red flag waving. He hasn't made any changes to show you he wants a commitment with you. Also, he's lying to her by telling her yourself will just make you look jealous and a liar yourself. So don't be the one to tell her. Cut your losses. Find a real man.
Man, Shannon texts us and says, you know, a complete scumbag will be exposed. I understand she is hurting. And she does not want to hurt his current girlfriend, but the current girlfriend does not deserve to be treated the same way this girl was. I feel the girlfriend should know. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but then we got a text from Mary Kate. Say bye, Felicia. Mm-hmm. Should absolutely tell the other girl for her sake, for the right reasons, not to get him for yourself. He wants his cake and eat it too. It's an extremely unhealthy situation. He loves her so much that he put off breaking up with his current girlfriend. Right. Okay. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Crystal tweeted us and said, no, don't tell, because it sounds like their relationship won't last long anyway. No need to create the drama for herself. I get she is mad and upset, but let the universe tell the other girl she is dating a scumbag.
That's kind of where I feel like we need to be right now, because I think she's going to come off kind of looking like this jealous ex-girlfriend, I think. Yeah. And I feel like the universe is going to take care of it for this other girl. Like, she's going to figure it out. But she's got to let her have her own journey with that.
Got a message from Kevin. Man, he shares a story of why you probably shouldn't get back with your ex.
Yeah, he said, I dated an ex for a few months. We broke up. 6 years later, got back together, ended up getting married. Mm-hmm. After 11 years of marriage, she walked out on me. When I asked her what happened, she said she was never physically attracted to me. I then asked, why did she marry me?
Yeah.
And she said because she needed stability for her and her two kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he said, you know, it's not worth dealing with an ex. He's playing her and his current girlfriend.
Man, like, how do you stay with someone if you're not physically attracted to them? Because I know that there are people who are like, you know what? I fell in love with their personality. And then the physical came later, you know?
Or they were, you know, perfect on paper.
Yeah.
Even though, like, maybe the chemistry wasn't there, I felt like they were still everything I was looking for.
Right. You try to make the physical work, and maybe it just doesn't work. Man, that is so tough. So I go back to my original statement of, like, just delete his number.
Yeah.
And pretend it never happened.
Yep. I get it. Could have been an epic love story, right?
Oh, get a bit! Oh, get a bit!
We're supposed to be together all along.
Oh, we had so much history.
Yeah,
oh,
no. History, but now we can walk away.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Block it. Block the number. Just walk away. Just be done.
So I don't know if this is what you wanted to hear, but maybe this is what you needed to hear. Okay?
Yes. But I think, you know, I know we had a couple of people that we were pretty divided on whether to tell her, the girlfriend, or not. You can kind of sift through all of
I'm going to say no, don't tell her.
That's where I'm at, too. Yeah. I feel like it's not your business. You know, let her figure that out for herself.
But
you just do you and just walk away.
Yeah. But that's the most important thing. You got to walk away. You can't, like, continue contacting him and just let the universe let him know. No, you know, you got to cut it off and then just walk away.
It's not a healthy situation for you or her, but you just worry about you.
Now, listen.
Get yourself out of it.
You may be thinking, Ben and Kelly, you guys are idiots. I know from firsthand knowledge. So why don't you go up to Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and leave a comment and let us know what your thoughts are here with group therapy. You can always get a hold of us. Text message. Got this from Karen, who says, hi, Ben. I hope you have been well. Remember last year when your daughter saw you naked?
Oh, God.
Quick tangent. When I was taking off my clothes after a run, and I had put them in the laundry room, and I was going to walk from the laundry room to the bathroom to take a shower.
It's a little short walk.
Short walk. My 16-year-old daughter walked in on me as I was turning around. Anyways, she continues. I was the Karen that experienced the same embarrassment, but it was my daughter's boyfriend.
No.
Yikes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, that's a little worse, I feel like.
Yeah. When the daughter's boyfriend sees you naked.
And let's hope that her daughter's boyfriend is still around, maybe.
I don't know. It's been a year.
Okay.
You know, when you have those accidental run-ins, you know, with either your kids or your siblings and without clothes, it can kind of be embarrassing there.
Uh-huh. I have learned there's something new that I have to get used to, the fact that there is a window now in my closet.
Mm.
It is mostly covered by a bush, but not completely.
Oh, and okay.
I have
so
to remember that when I am changing.
Okay, so you change in your closet, and sometimes I got it.
Because that's where my clothes are.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I never had a window in there before.
Yeah.
There's a window now.
So probably just like 3 days ago, I'm, again, getting in the shower, and my youngest daughter needs to tell me something. And so she thinks that because I have the shower running, but I haven't actually gotten in it yet. And so she thinks I'm in, and so she opens up the door, and it's funny, like, she catches me, and her eyes are up at my face, and you see her.
Then
you see her eyes just flash down, and then back up again. She's like, I bet you're in the shower. And then leave. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I think we've all been there, right? We've all been there.
I feel like, yeah.
Roxanne texts in and says, long time ago, drunk me walked out of the bathroom naked while my kids had friends spending the night. embarrassed my kids, anyhow. Tell Kelly to get a stained glass window to hang there to help the window in her closet.
Oh, yeah, they have window clings.
Yeah, you can just hang a stained glass window or something like that.
All right, and then you're supposed to start locking the door. Thanks for the advice, Roxanne. Yeah. She's got us both covered.
All right, appreciate that. Yeah, accidental nakedness. Now, if you've never listened to this show before, welcome. Hi, my name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hello.
And we oftentimes say that our show is filled with educational tools, science, learning, discovery, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, when we talk about the busy beaver of Canada, we're literally talking about an actual beaver. And the residents of a Vancouver neighborhood worried that this busy beaver is going to get someone hurt because this busy beaver keeps trying to build a dam by cutting down trees and knocking them onto houses.
Oh, wow.
Busy beaver in Surrey, responsible for bringing down several trees near a townhouse complex, has residents wondering if someone will be seriously injured or even killed if something isn't done about it.
Yeah, this from Canadian News Network here.
I want them to do something which is more effective, because this has happened before to the other unit on the end. But this is the biggest damage so far that's occurred.
Yeah, so literally this beaver's going around cutting down trees, and they're falling on houses and fences and all sorts of stuff.
I was kind of thinking that it was going to be along the lines of the busy beaver was busy making families all over the area. No, that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
He's knocking down houses.
Now, here's the thing. You bring up a good point, because maybe this beaver is cutting down those trees in order to maybe build a family or build a bigger house or dam to attract said female.
Could be. We can only guess at his motivations.
So to do the research for you, I have already typed into YouTube beaver mating.
No, you did not.
And I'm going to say that YouTube doesn't know what a beaver is.
Okay, because what does YouTube think a beaver is?
Because we've gotten everything from a capybara, which is an Australian, animal that's not a beaver.
Okay.
And then a woodchuck mating call, but they call it a beaver mating call, and it's clearly a woodchuck standing there.
Yeah, I think they're technically separate animals.
They are. So YouTube has no clue what a beaver is. Which is kind of unfortunate.
We do need to maybe notify the people, YouTube. They're messing up their animals.
Yeah, and listen, when I need to look, you know, for research purposes only, obviously, to YouTube for what a proper beaver mating ritual would be, so I can identify whether this beaver in Canada, this busy beaver in Canada, is actually chopping down the trees, falling on houses to try and woo a female. You're not helping me out.
He's probably trying to build like a really cool house. Like, I'm going to impress the ladies I have a really awesome beaver lair.
Awesome beaver lair.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ah, all right.
We can only guess, though, because we didn't talk to the beaver.
No, no.
We didn't have a conversation with
him. I mean, listen.
Like, hey, dude, why are you doing that?
The closest we have are woodchucks mating. So there you go. I don't know if you woke up this morning thinking, you know what, I really would like to hear some animals mating and what their sounds like, but there you go. You have,
it's been a while.
You have woodchucks, you have groundhogs, and alas, no beaver.
I feel like the woodchucks, though, and the groundhogs and the beavers could hang out, like, at the same parties. Like, I feel like they're similar enough.
Yeah, yeah, that is
little
true.
Forest parties, little forest ragers.